Blog Talk Radio.
All right, welcome to With Insights Radio. I guess our little let me play it here. Here we go. It's playing. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1. Broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. With your host, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singeneagle. The call in number is 646-595-3440. So kick back and relax and enjoy the show.
Oh, I like that.
Like it?
Yeah, that's cool. I like it. And cool. You give me a shout out with the pro sound. That's awesome.
Yeah. I was you know how many times I had to do this just to get it, you know. There was ones that were really good. There was one thing I screwed up on. Everything's good until like get to those one sentence, and it's pretty funny. But yeah, hey, welcome to the show, man.
Hey, well, thanks. Good to be here, and it was great to be with you this weekend, man. I'm telling you, we had a wonderful Saturday doing the Cedar Falls Trail and just kind of checking it out. You know, it was my first time there. You've been there before, you know, and you've seen the portal and some of the other features of that, but I hadn't done that yet, and so it was good for me to get there and just experience it. And I'm telling you, it's a powerful place.
Yeah, isn't it? It's amazing. You can't even describe it to people sometimes. You know, you can kind of paint a picture, but it doesn't always work out so well. But yeah, there's just so many cool things on there. So many amazing.
No, I was just going to say, sometimes you need to have your eyes adjusted a little bit, you know, because you can walk by something and totally not see it, and then. But if you're looking for it, or you've got yourself, you know, kind of primed to see those kind of things, then it's obvious. Like, we were seeing faces in the rocks, and, I mean, the energy there was just incredible. So, and the way the trees, I love the way the trees just wrapped themselves around the roots and assumed all kinds of forms. And yeah, it definitely is a very magical place. And the people who join us on Saturday are going to have a very, very special time.
Absolutely. It's just so much fun. It's funny how nature can just make something into such a magical thing, you know. It just totally blows my mind how, you know, Mother Nature can make things look like things. You know, when you were mentioning the faces in the rock, that was just, well, even in the trees, you know, the heart shapes that we saw in the trees and the little, you know, you took pictures of some heart-shaped things also. And then just the human challenge, too, us walking up those hills and those trails. And
yeah.
That was a lot of fun.
I pushed myself pretty hard that day, and you know, surprisingly, you know, I don't feel too bad. You know, it's just, you know,
no. I don't feel bad either. You know, I didn't feel tired Sunday. I just didn't feel like I wanted to do anything else the rest of the night, you know. You know, it's just kind of like, well, it was Sunday. I mean, Saturday we were there, and it was just like, man, I'm like, this is it. I can't go drumming tonight. I'm just absorbing, you know, the love that I received from you know, the Earth Mother that day. And I was very content, very happy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. A lot of process goes on. So, yeah, and but such beauty and so many little hidden places that we discovered along the way. Just, and the people walking by, you know, they had their own take on it and their own world that they were in, too. So so they had a totally different experience than we did, I think, you know. But there we were, and you know, two shaman dudes just checking it out.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. It was really, it's physically and mentally challenging, you know, at the same time, which was I thought was really cool because, you know, there's some places we really had to think about, you know, how we were going to get across. You know, I was like, well, I saw you, remember that one time we were, when we got to the end of the trails to Old Man's Cave, we went up this one stairs, we were just like, we could feel it in our legs. And then we got to this other waterfall that was there. It was like this lady was with her dog, and you were at the other end, and both of you were trying to figure out how you're going to cross. And I'm going,
right.
I saw you going down there. I said, I don't know if you want to. I mean, we could do it, but I was like, why don't we just go down this way? It was just funny.
I know. Yeah, it was cool because it was like the trail took us right up almost to what looked like the source. You know, when you think about a source of a spring or a river, you know, that was coming out of the rock at the very top of the crest of the peak there or whatever. It was just, that was really, really cool, very special, you know, and then to come down and see just how those huge slabs of stone had fallen over the centuries and formed these big pileups of rock. And yeah, it looked like something out of, you know, like you were saying, Lord of the Rings, which is a kind of fantasy movie, but right there in Ohio, you know, there it is.
Yeah, it's right there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's around us all over. But when you're in an isolated situation like that, you're down in this ravine, this gorge, and you just get to experience where water has carved away, probably a million years, probably been carving through there, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's the way I look at it. Just little by little, boom, boom. Because that's kind of how Ash Cave was made, right?
Exactly. I guess it was some kind of, water formed, feature there too. And yeah, speaking of Ash Cave, we're going to be there on Sunday. So we're going to do the Shaman Walk Vortex Tour and Water Ceremony trip on Saturday. And then we'll be right back down there on Sunday for the Ash Cave drumming event. So this next weekend is going to be awesome. It's going to be off the hook, powerful.
Yeah.
So if any of our listeners can make it down there, I certainly say go for it, because you will have the time of your life.
Yeah, you know, it's one thing to, you know, walk it alone and experience your own experience, but to actually sit there and walk with somebody who's, you know, who's a shaman or somebody who's a medicine worker and see these things through their eyes and kind of just experience all that. It's just totally, totally amazing. Totally amazing.
Right. Yeah, and I think to see it with your eyes focused anew, you know, to be looking for things or to appreciate features of things that you might not ordinarily do. We walk around a lot in our lives with that kind of everyday vision, you know, and we see, you know, we're focused so much on the road we're taking or the path, sidewalk we're walking, or the fact we got to get through the door to get to work or home, or, you know, we don't see off to the side. There's a billion things going on all the time right outside of our, you know, right on the peripherals of our vision and our hearing and our consciousness, that when you get a time like that where you can actually take the time, slow down, and, you know, focus, expand your focus, I should say, to include those things, then you can see how much is really going on that you might be missing otherwise. That's an amazing thing.
Yeah, it was just totally, totally, I was totally stoked. I'm going to take a 30-second break here, and I'm going to patch Katie
sure.
in, and
okay.
I'll be right back. Okay.
Sounds good.
You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders. Okay, here we go. 3, 2, 1, broadcasting live from an undisclosed location in the universe. Welcome to WithInsightsRadio.com, your source for achieving self-discovery and inspiration, with your hosts, Iggy Garcia, David Tucros, Katie Singing Eagle. The call-in number is 646-595-3440, so kick back and relax and enjoy the show. David, I just had to hear that one more time, and I wanted Katie to hear it, too. That's our intro.
Okay.
For the new show. Kind of our undisclosed location is, I'm not telling.
We don't want those drones to be coming around, you know?
Yeah.
But I was thinking we should do something singing for Katie, like, Singing Eagle. I don't know, you know?
I was thinking, but I was like, I was like, I wasn't going to do a screech. Yeah, I couldn't quite figure out a sound. And I didn't have the high pitch. I mean, I was going to take my little flute and just play like, you know, something like that, you know. Do a little
yeah.
sound like that.
Cool.
But I know you always do the caw sound when you're doing your dancing and your medicine show, sideshow.
Now, Eagle has a high screeching.
He's like, I can't do it.
Yeah, kind of.
Like a velociraptor, like 10,000 feet in the sky.
Yeah. Hey, but I got to say, though, Katie, when you sing at our drummings and stuff, it is very special. It's really a blessing for us, so I appreciate mm-hmm. that.
Well, I'm glad. I just do what comes to me.
Now, you went out of town, right?
Yes.
Katie went out of town. We went to the woods and puddled around on the hills and the rocks, and you hung out with family.
I went to West Virginia to see my godmother and some other spiritual leaders. They were in New Vandaver, West Virginia. There was a festival going on called the Festival of Inspiration, and there was a lot of good teachers and seminars going on, especially on success and youth and how to get through some of life difficulties. So it was very good. I needed that.
Good.
Yeah,
David and I, we went on a field trip. We went on an excursion. As it was raining like cats and dogs here in Columbus, Ohio, we went to Hocking Hills, and it was just amazingly beautiful. I don't think it sprinkled at most. Sun came out, and it was just like, yeah, baby. We were just like.
I saw those pictures. They were good.
Yeah,
good
we
pictures.
Had a great time. And then the shaman walk is this weekend, and so is the drumming. So we're gonna be loaded up. Monday, I'm going to be like, blah, 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 blah.
That sounds like you all had a pretty good time. And as usual, they wanted to keep me down there. A couple of the older women that are really, I love mothers, mm-hmm. older mothers, 60s, 70s, 80s. And they, one of them wanted to keep me. She's like, aww. Oh, I got an extra room in my apartment. You could come move down here with me.
Oh, how sweet. Wow.
Nice. You'd be calling in from where? West Virginia.
Yeah, I saw Sadarucci when I was down there, too.
Oh,
yeah.
You see him? His hair's all cut off, isn't it?
He had a little scarf or turban or something wrapped around his head.
And I saw his pictures the other day.
But it was good to see him and talk with him. Because I haven't seen him in a while.
Do you remember you?
Yeah.
Okay,
and cool. He's going to have his Mystic Valley festival coming up soon, too.
No, he's living in the temple, right?
No, he lives. He has his own place down in the valley, right down there on the grounds of New Vandaver.
So, what's it called? New Vandaver.
New Vandaver. It's near Moundsville, between Moundsville and Wheeling, West Virginia.
Okay.
It's about 150 miles away from Columbus.
Not bad.
You all have to go see it sometime.
Yeah,
I'd love
to.
It's a real sacred, peaceful grounds. And remember, a couple years ago, they wanted, they were asking for a Itsippi.
Oh, yeah. I mean, 150 miles isn't much.
Mm-mm.
Maybe go down there and do a little class or something.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Some of them would love to have an Itsippi.
And for those of you who don't know who Katie Thingeningo is, she's the third part of our show, or first or second, however you want to, wherever you want to place her in the lineup. But she's also a medicine woman. I don't know if she calls herself a shaman, but I know she calls herself a medicine woman for sure. But we call her a friend, and we love her. We care about her. She's been on a hiatus, recovering from all kinds of ailments and flus and bugs and traveling to the other world and back and forth.
Just so many things have gone on in the last few months. And then being at Mother's Day yesterday, being away, first year away from my mom, because my mom went on the other side. She's still with me, but she's on the other side. I just can't pick up the phone and call her. I have to ask her to come in another way.
Right.
Or sometimes she'll show up. So I never know when that's going to happen. But I can feel her. I can feel her presence. But it was a little tough on me.
And for those of you who are calling in today on the show, the call-in number is 646-595-3440. We'll take your calls here in a minute. These calls,
I just want to remind you guys that I'm going to be dropping off here in just a few minutes because I've got other things that I'm out doing. You know, Lori's gotten back to the hospital now, so I'm going to pick up a few things and get her settled into the house. But, you know, like you're saying, Katie, there's been a lot of things going on with people, health issues or relationship issues or just life issues, you know, where we're seems like we're trying to find our place again, what really works for us. So, you know, if you're facing that out there, you know, don't think you're alone. And don't think you don't have resources, whether they're human resources or the beings that are around you that are loving you and supporting you. You know, it's all part of the changes that we're going through. And, you know, one door mm-hmm. closes, another one opens. And like you found out, and you just expressed, Katie, that our loved ones never leave us. They may leave physical form, but love goes on forever. So they're always around us and supporting us. So, you know, I just want to say that.
Absolutely. It's kind of like that Facebook post that I posted today about the butterfly from Alice in Wonderland. And
yeah.
The metamorphosis.
Right. Yeah, he's the caterpillar. You know, he's chill. He's on the mushroom, you know, smoking his hookah and just chilling. And all of a sudden, he doesn't feel well. And next thing you know, he puts himself in his blanket and covers himself up. Next thing you know, he gets a high fever and he starts to, you know, change physically, you know. DNA and becomes a gloop of glop or whatever, becomes this little spark, this little fire, and the next thing you know, he just this explosion, and he comes out and he goes, "Whoa, I got wings now," you know. So, and I think life's like that. I mean, it's just difficult sometimes for us to see it because we're so used to this physical world that we're in, you know, and then when we do get a taste of it, it's hard to explain to other people what it's like. That's my.
Right. Oh no, I agree. Yeah, that's right.
We're always,
all the time.
And we're always growing and changing.
No, constantly. Constantly. Constantly changing.
Exactly.
Everybody's so quiet. Yep. Everybody's so quiet today.
Well, I don't want to monopolize the conversation, so I'm going to let you guys talk. But and I got to drop off here anyway. But it's good to talk to all of you. And again, I just wanted to say, next weekend is going to be amazing down at Hocking Hills. So if any of you are listening that haven't decided to come and you can, please do. We need your energy. We'd love to have you. And you'll love the fact that you went, because I guarantee you, you will come away with new eyes and a new heart and a new spirit. So looking forward to that. Looking forward to seeing both of you down there. And, let's do this.
Yeah.
Okay, and I found some candy called crows.
Are they licorice?
Yes, they are.
I love licorice. Yes, perfect.
And they're black.
It's black licorice, and it's called crows.
That's
so
hilarious.
Oh, cool.
Oh, is that something you can have that doesn't bother you?
I can have it. Hey, even if it bothers me a little bit, it's called crows. I've got to have it.
Okay.
Well, licorice is actually good for you.
It's fine, man. It's all good. It's all good. Yep. That's right. Well, hey, I love you both, and I will talk to you later.
Okay, my friend. We will see you this weekend, maybe sooner.
All right.
You never know.
And
see
David
me up in the sky, I'm flying around with butterfly wings or something, you know?
I can just see you turn to this black butterfly.
A crow with butterfly wings, that's a transformation.
There you go. That would be... You're still flying, though.
Yeah.
That's true. All right.
Like
talk to you later.
Vector of life. We'll see you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
That was our good friend David Two Crows, Dave Rutland. He's another practitioner here in Columbus, Ohio, who does work, a lot of drumming facilitation, just a little bit of everything. Katie does drumming facilitation. She does her card readings. We're going to be doing the readings here in a minute, so we're gonna take a little break real fast, and then we're going to come right back, so don't hang up. And the call number is 646-595-3440. We also have a chat room if you want to put something in the chat and ask a question there. That's also available. Be right back. You are listening to WithInsightsRadio.com and WithInsights.com, your free online holistic publication and resource magazine for achieving self-discovery and inspiration. Please feel free to explore our daily inspirational quotes and uplifting stories, exclusive interviews with local world-known inspirational leaders. Welcome back to With Insights Radio with your host, Iggy Garcia. Katie Singing Eagle and Crows has left the building. He's gone. So wish him well with Lori's recovery. She's been very sick for the last almost pushing a month now, I think. So hopefully she recovers soon. Well, we haven't really talked too much about any topic. Anything in particular that you wanted to cover or talk about? Anything on your mind? Or do you want to just go straight to callers? I want to play my flute, though.
Yeah, play your flute.
I want to play my
bit.
Big, this is my big bass flute. And it's in the key of G. For those of you, it's real big. So you can hear it. It's pretty cool. Mm-hmm. Let's see if I get it. It's kind of weird. It's kind of awkward. It's different than the other native flutes I have. Isn't that nice?
Yeah, it sounds like a bassoon.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
So that's nice.
Miguel Medina makes those. It's Singing Eagle. It's actually SingingTreeFlutes.com. So if you want to check him out, he makes all kinds of flutes. I have them all here on my desk because I was actually recording some music, and this is the high D. It's kind of fun. I recorded the Thanksgiving song, the Nemenhoff Thanksgiving song I put it on the Facebook there.
Okay, I'll have to take a look at it.
Yeah, it's pretty good. It's kind of except just not the singing. It has flutes and drum beat and a little bit of rattles in it and some bells. So it's pretty good. So you ready to take our callers?
Yeah.
You ready? You all set? Hello, welcome to the show.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello?
Hello, can you
hear
us?
Yeah, I can hear you. I'm sorry. My name is Crystal, first-time caller. Love the flute.
All right, welcome to the show. Oh, okay.
Thank you. So basically I'm allowed to ask one question, correct?
Right.
Okay.
It might turn into two and three. That usually happens. That's right.
There's this guy that I'm kind of interested in, and he's giving me mixed feelings or emotions. I just kind of want to know where I stand with him and if I should waste my time or not.
Okay. I'm looking at Katie as she's pondering the cards over there, and she's shuffling around.
Do you need his name, birth date, anything?
I pulled a card that said, "Help! Ask your spirit helpers." All of us have spiritual guides and helpers, angels, totem, spirit animals, and that we can get counsel from. So that could be one of your tasks to do, is to go within, if you take a time of meditation and prayer, and ask the guidance of your helpers that are there with you, and they will give you the correct answer of what you need to do, or they will push you or nudge you in the right direction.
Okay.
What do you?
If you want to pick a number through 1 through 78.
Close, 67.
67. Okay, let's go to 67 here. These are my new cards that I put together. I picked the deer card. The deer is about the pathfinder, about, walking and treading very slowly, and being very cautious and being alert of what's around you. Deer is also a very sensitive and very loving creature. The deer is very protective. The deer is very kind of does its things at night a little bit. You don't see too many deer during the day because it's just too much going on around traffic. I guess what deer is asking me to tell you is to walk like the pathfinder. Find your destiny, find your path that you're on. This person who you're interested in, they are somewhat interested in you, but the thing is, they don't feel that you're interested in them. There's some kind of communication barrier that's broken down, something that hasn't been discussed yet. I do feel that there's a friendship that could evolve from this. I do feel that I'm not exactly sure how it's going to develop. It's going to be on you guys to take it to the next step, but there is availability for something to spawn from that. You have to be like the deer. You have to be very tender and very gentle on your approach. And just go in there with an open heart, not expecting too much, just kind of expect a friendship out of it first and see how that develops. And that's kind of what I picked up energetically.
Okay. Because we were seeing each other for a while, and then we just kind of lost contact, and I bumped into to him this weekend, and he was kind of shocked and happy to see me, but I don't know if he was happy or not happy. You know what I mean? So I'm just a little confused.
Well, energetically, what I'm picking up here is that maybe he is somewhat one foot in and one foot out with another relationship, and there might be some kind of mixed emotion. You know, it's kind of like when you see an old flame or someone that you've dated. It's, you get excited, and the next thing you know, oh, wait a minute, I'm in another partnership or relationship with somebody. I don't know. The universe is funny. It does funny things, and for some reason it puts us in these situations, and how we respond and react and how we, you know, play out these different things that come into our lives, you know, it's really up to us how we're going to move. Feels good. I feel pretty positive about it. And that's probably what I'm picking up, is just that infatuation, that feeling that you guys had, that eye contact, the going back into time and remembering the good things and the things that you guys enjoyed. But, you know, you never know. There might be another buck around the corner. So,
hey, I never know.
Keep an open mind, keep an open heart. You never know what can happen. Develop the friendship.
He's my first. I've been separated for 2 years, and I was married for 11 years. So he's the first guy that I've actually really been interested in since my separation with my ex-husband. And I just don't know. I don't know.
You know, like Katie says, because I'm kind of feeling the same thing, you know, just kind of take it step by step, day by day. You know, as humans, sometimes we like to jump off the diving board and then figure out what happens at the bottom, and we hope there's water there.
Right?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Crystal.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Have a nice
Bye-bye.
One.
Bye. You too.
Yeah, those relationship questions are always, you never know how they're going to go. You know, you never know how spirit's going to take it and where it's going to end up. So I kind of like it.
Yeah. Yeah, I have a lot of good, I would say I have a lot of good guy friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if nothing else happens, I got plenty of brothers to talk to when I need to talk to a brother about something or someone. So just like this weekend, I didn't know before I left, I was in New Vendavan. Before I left, one of the guys came up to me, and he had a box of these Indian sweets,
mm-hmm.
these little sweets or cookies, I would call them. And he's like, I have something I want to give to you. And he just handed me the sweets. And he was kind of shy about it, but it was just so thoughtful and endearing because we Facebook message each other. And when I go down there, I see him, and we just talk and have a little conversation and all that. And that's just nice. And if he has needs any advice about something, he'll send me a message. And it's good to do that,
mm-hmm.
and just keep that kind of friendship going, because he's in his 30s and I'm 50, so it's just like,
oh, you look 30. You don't look no 50 to me.
So I just say keep an open mind about relationships and build a friendship, if nothing else, because you never know what can come from a friendship.
Absolutely, absolutely. Sometimes friendships are they last longer than relationships.
They do.
You know? And, you know, it's good to have good friends. All right, ready to move on down to the next caller here. Hello, caller. Welcome to the show.
Hi, thanks for taking my call.
Sure. What's your name?
My name is Kahira.
What's that again?
Kahira.
Welcome.
Yes.
And what is your question?
Actually, I have a relationship question, too.
All right.
I want to know what you see coming up for me in terms of romance. Or what do you see around me?
Hmm. All right, let's go to the Hoop Watcher cards. You can pick a card 1 through 78.
1 through 78, 64.
64. You picked the Adena. The Adenas are actually ancient people of Ohio. They're a Native American group who are here 1000 BC before Christ. They are actually one of the oldest tribes that existed. And they were the mound builders. They were the people who created and left a lot of recorded history. Their love for the earth and their love for their family and their people was so enormous and so huge. And they were... and the imprint they've left behind. And the reason I feel why it's kind of going to your relationship issue is that they were so connected to the earth, and they were so connected to the people that were around them. In order sometimes to, for us to find relationships in our lives, we have to find that connection with our past a little bit, who we are, how we see ourselves, how other people see us. Do we like who we are? Are we having struggles with ourselves? Before we can invite another into our life, how do we feel about ourselves? How do we feel about who we are? There are some relationships that can flourish in your life. I can feel that because you're asking and you're starting to you know focus on that aspect of your life that you want to change and you want to bring into your being. So by asking, you're going to start creating. Here's the thing. Now it's time to be very specific, very clear how you want this person to look like, feel like, smell like, taste like. Because if you just ask for a relationship or a partner, you're just going to get what you just get. Right, Katie?
Yes.
You see your face.
Yeah, okay. So you want to be specific with what you want.
Do you think there's any potential in the two guys that I'm saying now?
I just keep getting this name, Mark. I don't know why. Do you know anybody named Mark?
Maybe it's their middle name. No, I don't really know anybody named Mark.
Okay, well, I don't know. So for some reason, it could be a guide. It could be somebody who, you know, is close to you or somebody you work with or just somebody who's transitioned. But I feel this person named Mark is very, is trying to get your attention. Is trying to get your, you know, trying to say, just like waving flags at you for some reason. I'm not sure why that is. I'm not sure why that's happening. There's obviously something that you need to see some before you get blinded by this quest for, you know, for true love and the different things. I think maybe they're trying to want you to focus a little bit on yourself. So when you do get into this position, into this situation, you're ready, you know, to some degree. You're never ready. You're never 100% ready with anything, in my opinion. That's my belief that. But the thing is to get, you know, prepare yourself, you know, because, you know, men and women, however, we all seem to self-sabotage ourselves sometimes when it's right in front of us and we don't even see it. And then all of a sudden we know, we're like, damn, man, should I ask them out? Or should I think it's time for maybe you to ask somebody out versus someone waiting for somebody else to ask you out.
Yes, I got cloak yourself in light, in positivity, in confidence. Make sure you're confident about who you are. Love on yourself. Take care of yourself. Meditate and pray. Make sure you have your light energy showing. Like, shine your light. And that way you will know if a person is negative or has anything about them, then you don't want that person stepping into your light. But if you can guide them and make them more, you know, you can't make anybody anything, but if they're a positive attraction for you, if they have that light about them and confidence about them and they have it together, then that is the person for you. Because you should want what you are. So if you're... And you attract what you are. So if you're a confident, positive, energetic person, you're going to attract a confident, positive, energetic person. If you're a downer, a negative, non-energetic person, then that is what you're going to attract. So know what you want and know what you want to attract and know yourself. And cloak yourself in love and light, and you will get a person of love and light. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Very good.
So if one of those two guys is a person of love and light, and you're a person of love and light, then one of them may be for you. But if you're not, and if they don't have anything positive or something to bring to the table of your life, then no. I would say no, unless you want that whatever that they have. And then when you're in a wanting situation or a need that's being needy, then you don't, you know, a person can see the neediness, and that's like a thing that distracts someone instead of attracts someone. So when you have yourself together, then that attracts the right element into your life or the right person.
Okay.
Very good.
Thank you, Paul.
Yeah, and keep your eye out for Mark. He's somewhere.
Well, right, we'll now that I think about it, I hope it's not this guy at my job, because I can't
hang out with him. I don't feel it's him. We'll see you later.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah. I don't know, just Mark was really strong on the pool, you know, and I was feeling that. I mean, sometimes it's just the spirit guide that helps, you know, push the questions along and helps reinforce the message, so... Let's see if we have anybody in the chat room ask any questions. We have guests in there. Welcome to the show, guests in the chat room. You're welcome to type something in if you feel. Let's go down here and take this caller. Welcome to the show. Hello, hello, hello.
Hello.
From an undisclosed location, 727, you're on the air. I guess they must be listening, and that's fine. We appreciate listeners as well. We'll just keep moving on. All right, pick a card for me, Katie.
Okay.
Laugh.
Yes, and I know you laugh. You like to laugh. You're funny. You make me laugh a lot.
Yeah. Well, that's good. I'm glad I make you laugh. I'm glad that I bring joy to your life at some degree.
I could just look at your face and laugh.
And hide behind the computer like this.
Because if anyone ever looks at your pictures on Facebook, you have some serious, some funny, the different faces of Iggy Hoop Watcher Garcia.
Yeah, the different faces in the mind of Iggy. What is he thinking? What is he doing? That's hilarious. We lost our caller. He dropped off, so he must have got scared, or she got scared, or whatever. So you pulled the card for laughter. Good, good. Well, I want to go back to the topic a little bit about about the caterpillar, you know, and at what stages, you know, do we know when we're in the caterpillar stage or we're in the cocoon stage? Because I always run into people who always says, well, I'm a caterpillar right now, or I'm in a cocoon, you know, I'm cocooning or whatever. And so for them, maybe that's reality and that's truth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if I'd have to ask you, what do you feel you're in?
My goodness.
Has anybody ever asked you that?
No. No, I sometimes see myself as a one of those flowers that are in bulb form.
Because okay.
There's layers, and mm-hmm. sometimes I'm layers peeling away, and a beautiful flower comes out, and then I go back into hibernation, like a bulb flower,
the lotus, flower does that.
Yes, and then I come back out. I'll have my moments where I'm kind of down and hibernating, and then I'll have my moments where I spring up into a flower again.
Mm-hmm.
And so, and that's like ever evolving, ever changing, just like tulips or daffodils. They mm-hmm. have their season of bloom, and then they have their season of hibernation. So that's how I do. I'm one of those people that have kind of a different mood, up and sometimes up and down in the middle. So I never know where I'm going to be at. And there's something that I was told a long time ago. Though I have different mood changes, and I sometimes get, like in the wintertime, seasonal affective disorder, is that either be up or getting up. Don't ever let yourself stay down if you're in a down situation. And if you feel like you can't get up, then call or get in touch with someone or go see somebody, or get up and out and do a road trip or something to get yourself up and snap out of that down mood.
Mm-hmm.
Because you never want to stay in that down mood, because sometimes you get in a down mood and then you feel yourself sinking lower and lower and lower, to almost like, you know, there's times you don't want to get out of bed in the morning and you don't want to stay there. You want to get up. wash your face, take a shower, go outside and walk, or just go somewhere and yell at the top of your lungs mm-hmm. and say, I am here.
I like that.
And in that way, too, get up and out. It's like changing from being in a cocoon or wrapped up like the caterpillar and springing forth and say, I need to live and get out and somehow ask spirit that I need to live and I need to live this life and I need to live it to the best of my ability within the means that I have to live it. Mm-hmm. Because you never want to get yourself into debt. There's all kind of things out there to do at every income level that'll help you live this life. Even if you, like I do, I'll go places and volunteer my time or my service mm-hmm. If I need to go out. And just like when I went to West Virginia this weekend, I volunteered my services because I didn't have, the conference was about $200.
Mm-hmm.
And I know I didn't have $200. I had $50 maybe to drive down there for gas and back, and maybe a little over to buy a few things, but I didn't have the $200 for the conference. So I asked them, can I come and do a little service, help clean up, maybe help in the kitchen a little bit. So I mopped a foyer, one of the lodge foyers one day. Another day I helped out in the kitchen. Another day I helped one of the senior ladies with some work she needed to do. And that way I got to go to the seminars, I got to enjoy the conference, I got to meet people, talk with the spiritual leaders and swamis that were there,
mm-hmm.
and just enjoy it like everybody else who had the money to pay for it. So get up and out into life.
Yeah, you just got to figure out a different way. And situations can bog us down or get us through, like you're kind of like what you're saying. They don't necessarily own us unless we allow them to own us.
Right.
But it feels real sometimes in the mind. You know, the ego plays those protective skills on us and tries to, you know, say, oh, don't do that. You might run into a situation. You know, so I get that. Getting out there and getting in service is important. Very true. Now, the caterpillar and the butterfly stage, I'm probably just getting put in my and the caterpillar, you know, and smoking the hookah. You know, now it's like I'm cold and need a little blanket. I'm like right at my knees. I think they're right at my knees, you know, starting to get in there, you know. So there's a lot of work to do, a lot of processing, a lot of things to let go of, a lot of things to move forward into. My life's constant, you know, evolution of myself. I think everybody wants to do that. I don't like staying in one place, you know, too long. You know, emotionally, physically, and spiritually.
Mm-hmm.
I like to always learn and always, you know, see things from a different perspective, different angle, because there's so many ways to see the same thing.
There is.
You know, and that's one thing that I noticed that, you know, even the flutes, you know, when you play them, some people like certain sounds, some people don't like certain sounds. You know, the light's green, no, it was red before the car ran through the intersection, you know?
Yes.
You know, everybody has their vantage point, and they're in different, you know, perceptions and perspectives on things, and I try to be open as much as possible and listen to people, but there's always that, you know, always something sometimes where you just, you know, you have to turn off and you say, no, that's not, I can't receive that right now. And I think that's important for people to understand, you know, that it's, if you don't want to receive something that even if it's positive or negative or whatever, and you don't want to take it in, you shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you shouldn't take things in just because, you know, they're one or the other or just going to help you. Do a little research, you know, study. I mean, it's not about not having faith. It's about having healthy limits and boundaries and creating, you know, those those places. I've been in so many places where, you know, where people just want to put their hands on you and heal you. And, you know, I'm like, well, you didn't ask me, you know. Maybe I'm fine. Maybe I'm feeling good, you know.
You should always ask permission before, if you get a word or a reading or spirit gives you something for someone else, you should always ask that person's permission before you do anything to that person,
mm-hmm.
or lay hands on them or even speak. You say, I have something for you. Excuse me, can I share something with you that spirit or some people like to say the Lord or
mm-hmm.
the universe gave to me for you? Is that okay? And then they'll say either yes or no. And then if they say yes, which most people I know say yes, then you can share what you have for them. Or you might even get a pain or something, and you might ask them, is your back hurting you right now, or do you have a pain in your neck or your head? I'm getting a sense that you have a pain in a certain place or something. And then sometimes that surprises people because, yes, they may not show outwardly that they have a pain, but they are in pain. And I say, can I just, you know, do a little therapy or Reiki or pray a prayer of healing for you? And most people will say yes, but you always want to ask for their permission.
Oh, absolutely. I think it's a must.
Some people are kind of funny about those things, so if they're not really wanting it, then you don't want to push yourself on them.
You know, and also create, like you said, a loving light around yourself, also cleansing and purification for you. Especially when we do these work too, you know, because some people just spill. They don't mean to. They spew, you know. It's not their fault. It's just they don't know. But if you know, you have the tools to do that, then you know how to protect yourself. Protection is very important.
And also there's the people that you know they need energy. And there's energy vampires out there that just go sucking energy from people.
Yeah.
But you want to clothe yourself, too, with love and light and with spirit's strength, because me, I'm a hugger. So, and I see when someone needs a hug. Like this past weekend, even though I was going to get my batteries recharged spiritually, there was a lot of people out there that just needed, they needed that too. So even one young lady, I saw her and I said, can I give you a hug? Because I know she, and I hugged her and she just held on for dear life almost and didn't want to let go. And she told me that that was the first hug that she has received in a long time from anybody. And I mean, this young lady too, during the conference, whenever she stuck by my, every time she saw me too much, she stuck by my side. And I didn't mind that at all, because I know she needed that energy and I had enough or more than enough to share with her give that to her. And then there were other people that just needed hugs. So they either came up to me and asked me if I could hug them, or I asked them if they I can hug them. And that way, but I wasn't drained at all, because I was given that energy that I needed. And then I love my old mothers there, which they always want to hug and hold on, but they're giving me their energy. And it's funny how strong these 70 and 80-year-old spiritual women are, and you can feel their love and strength that spirit has given them. And they have such young, vibrant spirits. I see them up dancing around to the music, and then I'm like, okay, I'm 50 and I've got leg implants and rods in my leg. I should be able to get up even with those and dance. And being this one elderly mother who's almost 80, me and her just danced around in a circle, and it was wonderful because she had that strength and energy. I said, when I'm your age, I hope to have that strength and energy have too. So
very good. Beautiful. Let's take a caller. You ready? Welcome to the show, caller.
Hi. Yes, I'm surprised I got on so quickly. I've never been on your show. I'm not quite sure how you do readings. I have a very pressing question. I have a grandmother who is basically on her way out, but I don't know what she's going through mentally, because they've put her on so many drugs and then they've taken her off so many drugs, and the sight of her, it's very upsetting.
Right. What's your name, caller?
My name's Jennifer. I'm sorry.
Jennifer, that's okay.
And what is your grandmother's name, if you don't mind?
Joan.
Just her.
Joan.
Okay.
Okay. Well, from experience, I'll go from experience, and then we'll go. Spirit will lead us through this reading. You know, when my grandmother passed away, I was also wondering if she recognized me, if she knew who I was, and you know, being on the pain medications and the way hospice works, I was, you know, totally just totally shocked to see her in the way that she was.
Yeah.
She was one of my teachers. She was one of my shaman teachers. She's the one who taught me a lot of the things that I know today. And I was actually grateful and thankful that I had the opportunity to spend moments with her, even though I couldn't be there every day. I took advantage of the moments that I had with her. And then when I sat with her, even if she couldn't hear me, I would talk to her, because I knew deep down inside she could hear me, that she could feel me and she could understand me. And even when she was transitioning, there was moments where you could just feel there was other people in the room, even though you were the only one in there with her. It's about transition. We were just talking about the caterpillar and the butterfly. That's what our show's been about. Grandmother, your grandmother, my grandmother, mine's already transitioned, but she's in the cocoon. You know, she's in that final stage of her life, and she's ready to break out of that cocooning and become that new existence, that new butterfly. You know, to go to heaven or whatever her beliefs are, wherever those beliefs take her, wherever she feels what resonates with her, she's preparing herself for that. And there are guides there with her who are standing around her constantly and just waiting for her when she's ready to leave. I feel like there's some undone business that she's still going through. I feel like there's some things that she is trying to process and not quite. I don't think anybody's ever truly ready to go, you know. I mean, I'm speaking, you know, for myself personally here, but, you know, there's so much that we pass in life and we miss out on life because, you know, we're so busy. I can kind of feel energetically that my grandmother and your grandmother are kind of saying, don't walk past those moments that are before you. Take advantage of these situations that, you know, are handed to you. Don't take your people for granted. If there's some hurts and healing that need to be done, this is a good opportunity, especially when someone's transitioning, is a good time for people to actually come back together and heal.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why I feel that coming out of, you know, in this reading, but I feel like there's some healing needs to be done. It could be for her, for you, or, you know, for brothers and sisters, but it's generally family. But yeah, pain's going to be there. That's part of our life. Pain is there. But the thing is, she's preparing. She's in preparation. But she wants you to be there, and she wants you to be there as much as you can. Not all the time. She wants you to be there and to acknowledge her for who she was versus where she's at today, and honor her for what she, you know, had accomplished in life, giving her thanks.
It's really hard to look at her because she's starving herself. She doesn't want to eat anymore, and it's really hard for me. And I've been with her a couple of times in the past week, and she looks scared. It's like she's seeing something, and she's scared. I don't use that word, but she just looks like her eyes are bugging out of her head, whatever she's seeing, and she's not using full sentences. And I'm just wondering, what is she going through? And is it just a function of medication, or is something like truly terrifying her?
I've had some near-death experience in the past, but they were never nothing like you're describing. My mother's actually going through this process right now. She's actually lost a lot of weight. She's very ill and she's very sick. So what you just described to me is what my mother's been going through. There's reasons why Spirit, you know, wants us to reach out. You know, my mom just told me that she wants to be remembered how, you know, for what she did for everybody, how she helped the family versus she doesn't want to be a burden. But I told her, you know, you're not a burden. You know, it's just, it's hard, you know, it's difficult.
Mm-hmm.
And to find that strength. And Katie, is there anything you want to add? Or
Does she have any specific spiritual beliefs at all?
I just think she thinks or hopes that she'll be with my grandfather when she passes over. I don't really know. My mother was a psychic and a medium, and she just passed in February. She had the same birthday. They were just mother and daughter-in-law. And I always try to tell my grandmother, you know, there's people on the other side. You know, you'll see grandpa, you'll see your daughter and all that. But she just had a hard time really talking about that and really jiving with it. And now
okay.
I'm just afraid, like, she's actually seeing things, and I just don't know what she's seeing. And my grandmother, my mom was really upset with my grandmother for so many years. And I'm just wondering, I don't know.
My mother passed over last June, and I know one thing that was good, even when she couldn't speak, was that I just sat with her and held her hand, and I talked with her and just said loving, kind, and soothing things to her, just like it sounds like you've been doing. So just continue to do that, and if you can sit and even pray or meditate.
She looks like she's mad at me. She looks like, when she looks at me, she looks like she's mad at me, and I just don't know if that's the function of what she's going through, or she's really mad at me.
I wouldn't think that she was mad at you. Even if, you know, she was, that's okay, because at the end of life, people kind of go over an inventory of how their life is and things that's happened in their life. But I believe your grandmother loves you, and she's just going through some things, and sometimes if something looks harsh or mad on her countenance, that could be the pain. Because sometimes my mom would look like she was mad at me before she left, but she wasn't at all, and I knew she wasn't. And before she even passed, the same day that she left her body, she gave me her blessing for my life. So, and I always thought me and my mom had one of those tumultuous kind of love-hate relationships, but I know she loved me. So just be there for her and pray for her and meditate over her and sit and hold her hand no matter what she's going through. You be the strong, try to be the strong person for her. And I know it hurts, because even yesterday, Mother's Day, I cried because my mother's gone and my grandmother is also gone. But I know they are on the other side, and they are there for me through the spirit realm. So I know it hurts. There's a grieving process even before they leave their body, mm-hmm. but just be that strong person that she needs, because she will, I know she appreciates it, and even later she'll appreciate it, because there's other people waiting for her on the other side. They yeah. are waiting yeah. for her, and there's nothing that, and tell her there's nothing to be afraid of.
And you know what? You'll appreciate that you spent time with her too.
Right.
You'll be really grateful and thankful for that.
Even if you can get other family members who may have some things that are unfinished to go sit with her and talk with her, and even if they need to apologize to her or ask her for her forgiveness, even if she can't speak the forgiveness or even talk or anything, just knowing that they're there and they love her and they're there for her, that would help her also too, for her transition. And if she likes candles or burning candles, there's like soothing candles, like the white candle that brings in good energy. Black candles take out negative energy. Rose-colored candles bring in that love and light into light. So there's something called candle energy, or some people say candle magic. It's something we've been doing for years, even in churches and other situations and spiritual situations, that just burn a nice scented yellow, pink, or white, or black candle for her. And in the room, just something that's nice smelling, like from one of the, like Yankee Candle Company or one of those companies, and that'll help soothe the atmosphere, especially when you put the right intentions into that candle. Well, so hopefully this helps you out a little bit.
Yeah.
And talk with people, talk with your family, talk with friends, you know. There are people who support you out there. I can feel that energetically too as well.
Now I've got goosebumps, so so Spirit is working on this.
Mm-hmm. Much love, Jennifer. All Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. Thank you so much for your help. Okay.
Hello, caller.
Hello. I'm calling back to the show because
hey,
I'd like to
on,
get
man?
A reading.
Okay. All right.
I was going to do some strange. I was going to do like a funny accent or something, but I figured you'd figure out who it was.
Oh, it's gross.
Yeah, I figured it out. 1 through 78. You can pick my cards here.
Okay, sure. 57.
57. Okay, let's see. The lower world. You picked the lower world.
Ooh, okay.
Of the shaman denominational card. The lower world is about, you know, going down deep, down to the roots, down into the ground, and seeing inside yourself and seeing that bodily function of who you are. Most of us see who you are in the real world up here in this in the middle world where we sit,
mm-hmm.
So basically what you're seeing is this, I don't want to call it facade, but, you know, the pretty parts, let's call it that, the pretty parts. But in the lower world, we have to go deep down inside and figure out and dig out who we are and how we see ourselves and how we project to the world and the things that kind of mold us. And the lower world is also, you know, a beginning. It's also a place of rebirth and regrowth and planting. So that's my card, and that's my reading. And Katie?
I picked a card that says it's not personal. Which means to, I know just off the top it sounds funny, but it means to dig inside yourself and bring out that light and energy within yourself and make sure you cover yourself from negative things. Because whatever someone throws at you, never take it personally. If they're throwing something negative at you, it's them, it's not you. So make sure you're covered so you don't take in any of that negative energy.
Yeah, grounding.
Right. Yeah. That makes sense. That makes sense. You know, and I'm sometimes my own worst enemy, too. You know, I'll be the negative one in my own life going, you know, saying, or this used to happen a lot, that I would be the one saying, you know, you can't do this, or you're not good enough, or, you know, there's that voice inside of you that sometimes cuts you down or holds you back, you know. And it's important that we all touch in with that and understand that, and not so much, you know, try to silence it, but just try to incorporate that and understand it's part of ourselves, you know, it's a part of ourselves that needs to be healed, you know, and there's something behind it. And like you say, don't take it personally, but let that be part of your growth too. So that makes sense to me. And I appreciate you both taking the time and reading me. So that's awesome.
In the crowd.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny. I love the effect.
Sometimes you can't take yourself personally, if that makes sense. You know, have the things in your head speaking negative stuff, and sometimes you got to say, shut up.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you know, that's right. That's right. Master of sound effects there. I'd say, Iggy, you want to make a record or something. You want to make an album or cut a CD or something.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We should call it the laughing album. Just all of us laughing for about 30.
I got to flush the last one. Hold on a second.
That's getting rid of all that negativity. Let that negativity flow into the sewers of life and be turned into fertilizer.
Something for us.
I think Todd put that one on. All right, any last thoughts, guys? Any last thoughts? Katie, anything you want to leave us with?
You go.
No, just love and light, and make sure you bring that love and light out of yourself and share it with others.
David, how about
you? Yeah. Well, you know, this it seems like we're in a time that's really kind of picking up for people and challenging. So I would just say, hey, stay the course. No. Trust in who you are and why you're here. Stay the course and don't be distracted or deluded or anything like that. We need you fully present here and now to do what you're designed to do. So just take encouragement from that and be the best person you can be, because you already are the best person.
Mm-hmm. And I want to send prayers and love to all our friends and family who are ill and hurting right now.
Yes.
And to my son, who's getting ready to take his trip to West Virginia for his soccer. He's finding it to be a little challenging. You know, just things aren't working out how he wants. He's on the team, but the other things have to come together, you know. So shout out to Dante, my son, who things work out for him.
Yes.
And my mom, who's very super sick. You know, she looks completely different. I don't even recognize her anymore. It's really sad how life can transition so quickly and so fast. So, you know, love and light and the healing occur. And, you know, I'm just grateful that you guys are in my life, in part, and you are my friends, and we get to do the show together.
We
same
feel the
here.
Same way.
Yes.
Yeah. And I hope you enjoyed the intro that I created for us.
Yes. It was very nice.
I did.
Yeah.
Okay, well, big
that,
telephone
I guess,
to both of you guys. Yeah,
big
I'll
telephone
I'll let you go.
All right,
you
brother.
It.
We'll talk to you. And with that,
all right.
It's another wrap.
Yay!